Model Charter School is proud to present Really Rosie, with music by Carol King and book by Marie Sendak, starring Anaya Lawford as Rosie, and directed by Nikki Beinstein. I am Rosie's cat, Cream.
In order of appearance, Cream is played by Ayla Dwayne, Kathy by Amaya Claiborne, Alligator by Keegan Yeager, Johnny by Mason Helfenbein, Pierre by Soren Mile, Chicken Soup by Tobin Vinciguerra, The Neighborhood Moms by Jamie Fisk, Allie Wofford, and myself, and the youngest neighborhood kids, Liz and Sid, are played by Elsie Mile and Sebastian McMahill Klein, respectively. Because it was originally written in the 1970s, some of the lines have been changed to fit the times, and additional roles have been developed to include more actors. Many thanks to our audio engineer, Jennifer Johnson of Soul Theater Company, and to the Marble Charter School for all their help and support.
I hope you enjoy the show. Now let's begin.
Yes, my name is Rosie. I'm famous and wonderful, and everyone loves me and wants to be me. Who can blame them?
I'm really Rosie, and I'm Rosie Real. You better believe me, I'm a great big deal. Believe me. I'm a star from afar off the Golden Coast. Beat that drum, make that toast to Rosie the most. Believe me.
Believe me.
I can sing T for two and two for T. I can act to be or not to be. I can tap across the tap and Z. Hey, can't you see? I'm terrific at everything. No star shines so bright as me. Rosie, believe me.
Believe me.
Thank you, thank you. Come in, Mr. Courtier, too. Too kind. How? It's Pond Italian Face Cream Balm. Makes me look 30 years younger. Why am I here? To make the movie of my life. This is my town. This is my street. A star was born here. Me. It was a long pull, but I definitely made it. Was it hard? Oh, was it hard? The suffering, the hardships, the pain, the laughter, the tears. Oh, weary. And all that dancing and singing on the coast, what does it all mean? Well, I'm here to find out, to find the real me.
Rosie!
You think it's weird someone as classy as me comes from here? You can say that again, but you have to make peace with your crummy past. My town, my street, my little humble street. Ah, yes, Avenue P, the crossroads of millions of stars. You mean you've never heard of Kathy, Alligator, Liz, Sid, Johnny, Pierre? Well, sweetheart, after they appear in my movie life, watch out. They'll be the best-known bit players around. Wait and see. My family, have I forgiven them? I've tried my best. Dad's an old sweetie. And my brother, Chicken Soup, he couldn't help being born a burden to everybody. However, I've never gotten over his loss. Such a horrible tragedy. And Mom, well, Mom just...
Rosie!
Drives me bananas.
Hey, Rosie, where are you already?
You're not going anywhere without your brother Chicken Soup, and that's that.
He's ruining my life.
Rosie!
No!
Hey, Rosie, you're gonna get it. Mama, Rosie's hurting me.
Just let me get my hands.
Hey, Kathy, did you hear who cried?
Yeah, it's Rosie, or maybe Chicken Soup.
Hey, Pierre, did you hear who cried?
Yeah, silly alligator.
No, Kathy says.
I don't care.
Rosie, you better take me or else.
I'll take you and throw you in the garbage.
Mama, Rosie said.
Poor Rosie, she should have stayed an only child.
Yeah, she forgot to tell her mother, I guess.
It's not too late. I just read about this new book called Sibling Robbery. It tells you 10 quick ways to lose your kid brother.
Who wrote it? Dracula?
He did, Johnny the Creep. No, I mean it. I can't remember. Creep.
Rosie, why do you make trouble? Why can't you be like Chicken Soup? He makes no trouble.
Yeah, he only makes me sick.
Don't be smart.
I can't help it.
When your father comes home,
he'll go straight to sleep like always.
That's enough, Big Mouth. Take your brother downstairs like I told you. Right now.
No.
Now!
Mama!
Is Chicken Soup gone now?
Maybe Rosie locked him in a closet. And maybe they will lock you in jail.
If Rosie's such a big shot, how come she's got a kid brother?
Silly alligator, who says she's a big shot?
Rosie's a big nothing.
Yeah, let's make believe she's gone.
Yeah, let's make believe we can't even see her.
Yeah, like she's invisible.
Creep.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Porter. That was just a temporary indisposition in my life. You know, the pain part, even your best friends can give you a big pain.
Rosie, are you listening? Chicken Soup is coming. Hold his hand tight and don't let him wander away again. He's the only brother you've got.
Oh, such suffering. My days are full of suffering and...
Play nice. The little ones want to play too.
Hey, Rosie, what are we doing today? Can we play something?
Why don't you play Ghost in the Graveyard?
Oh, be quiet. Anyway, nobody wants to play with you.
I don't care.
Did you hear who cried?
Your boring father turned into a real alligator and ate your boring mother.
No, he ate a boring little kid brother.
Hey, if you're an real alligator, let's see you eat up Chicken Soup. Yeah.
Listen, everybody, if you can't talk nice, go park on your own property.
Isn't it something, the mouthpieces on these kids today?
It's no use being nice. They don't appreciate nice.
Rosie, are you holding on to your brother? Are you looking to get spanked?
Here's where it all began. Here's where I heard that beat. Here's where I tapped that tap with my natural rhythm feet. In my simple, humble neighborhood, on my simple, humble street, here's where the dreams I had were crowded on a stoop, pecked and pushed. So darn sweet. In my simple.
I read this weird story how this kid wandered away, and nobody ever knew what happened to him. And 2 weeks later, when everyone forgot already, and the parents even got a new kid, the cops found him crazy in the forest, thinking and wild and living with the coyotes. I read about it in this interesting book.
Who cares?
I think we got a movie here.
Did you hear who cried?
This conversation is making me nauseous.
My father says we aren't here to enjoy ourselves. I don't care.
Remember Rita when she caught sleeping sickness on Rosie's roof? That was fun.
We could go watch my father in the bathtub eating flies.
Oh, sure. I get that. Boring, boring, boring. I read this article that when people are too leisurely, they go nuts on the spot because if anything is good at all, it got to get terrible fast. It even says when you retire, you're supposed to be enjoying yourself. That's the kiss of death because you relax in the pool too much and you drown. You know, when you retire?
Who cares?
Now let me tell you why I've asked you all to come here today. I'm going to make a movie of my life. It'll be a very classy movie, mostly about me and those beloved few who helped me up the ladder of success. Johnny, Alligator, Liz, Sid, Kathy, Pierre, and my darling Chicken Soup.
Where's your brother? What happened to Chicken Soup?
That's the name of my movie. Did you hear what happened to Chicken Soup? And it's all true.
Oh, come on, Rosie. We did your true life movie 100 times already.
Kathy, we did not.
What about yesterday when you got that incurable disease and your boyfriend, the blind doctor, operates on the wrong patient? Then you find out you're really brother and sister, so you both jump out of the 14th floor of the Brooklyn Jewish Hospital.
That was called We Are Inseparable.
That was a great movie, but this one is even more inside. It's the story of my struggle to find joy at the top by overcoming the untimely and mostly ghastly disappearance of my annoying brother.
Hey, Rosie, there's this much better movie where this kid gets lost in space. Is that what happened to Chicken Soup?
You'll find out, okay? If I let you act in my picture? Okay, my movie is about to start. Screen test, everybody.
Now me, Rosie?
Now me what?
You know my screen test.
What do you do?
Oh, you know, Rosie.
Yeah, the alphabet. Boring.
I'm terrific.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please, Rosie?
Okay, okay. Take one.
Alphabets are for babies.
Like you.
Who cares?
Did you hear who cried?
I read my book.
Oh, be quiet.
Can I be in your real life movie story, Rosie?
Any experience?
I can dance cock-a-doodle.
Seeing is believing.
I don't believe it. Everybody say ah and ooh.
Ah, ah and ooh.
Okay, everybody clap and shout hooray.
Hooray!
You're hired, sweetie. You'll be my secretary.
Well, who's next?
Not me.
How come?
Just because. That's how come. And anyway, I looked up screen tests once in the Reader's Digest Encyclopedia, and it says most famous actors gave up because they didn't pass their first screen test.
How'd they get famous?
It didn't say.
You know, you don't have to worry about getting famous. There's no Academy Award for creeps.
I could be famous all I want, Miss Doodlehead. But it doesn't pay because the world loves a star too much and nobody ever leaves him alone. And he can't call his life his own anymore.
Let's think of a screen test for Johnny where he's famous and nobody wants him.
Maybe he can play the leading man and Did You Hear What Happened to Chicken Soup?
Yeah, and he's married to Rosie and she leaves right away.
Can he leave too?
No, it's a romantic horror movie. The leading man loves me a lot, but likes to eat by himself.
And be by himself.
And everything by himself. The creep.
Because that's the way he likes it.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, roll on.
One was Johnny who lived by himself. Two was a rat who jumped on his shelf. Three was a cat who chased the rat. Four was a dog who came in and sat. Five was a turtle who bit the dog's tail. Six was a monkey who brought in the mail. Seven a blackbird pecked poor Johnny's nose.
Nine was Johnny.
Eight was a tiger out selling old clothes. Nine was a robber who took an old shoe. 10 was a puzzle, what should Johnny do?
9 was Johnny.
He stood on a chair and said, here's what I'll do. I'll start to count backward, and when I am through, if this house isn't empty, the robber who left looking pale. Eight was the tiger who chased him to jail. Seven, the blackbird flew off to Havana. Six was the monkey who stole a banana. Five was the turtle who crawled off to bed. Four was the dog who slid home on a sled. Three was the cat who pounced on the rat. Two was the rat who left with the cat. And one was Johnny.
Okay, everybody, shout and go boo.
You'll boo yourself right out of a job, honey. Secretaries are a dime a dozen, Johnny. Very touching, and you're in, darling Pierre. Now, the star of my movie is this raving maniac. Will you do it, sweetheart?
That's what I'm gonna do.
You're terrific. That's real cute. Just leave your number with my secretary.
Don't start with me, Rosie. I don't care what happened to Chicken Soup.
It's a pity you won't be in my life story.
I don't care about your life story, and I don't care what happened to Chicken Soup. And anyway, nothing happened.
Hey, you guys, come on, come on. Let's roll on. The producer will be here any minute.
Producer? What producer? There's no producer.
No producer? Are you nuts? I have a fantastic producer, and he's coming all the way from Los Angeles to good old Avenue P. Now, today, I need a cast, baby. A cast or he'll take the whole show away from me.
Ridiculous.
Oh, what's the use? We could all of us have expense accounts and free trips back and forth to the coast.
Can we visit the alligator swamp in Disneyland?
Honey, you could live in Disneyland.
Huh? Why would a producer come all the way to Brooklyn in the middle of summer?
Because I'm a star, sweetheart, and I told him how fantastic you all are, especially Pierre.
I don't care. And anyway, nothing happened to Chicken Soup.
Nothing happened? You gotta be kidding. Ugh, it was so horrible. If only he hadn't been eaten.
He was eaten? Who ate him?
Such suffering. I'm not lying.
Lion? A lion ate him? Hey, wait a minute. That's a story of my life.
Lights, camera, action.
There once was a boy named Pierre, who only would say, I don't care. Read his story, my friend, for you'll find at the end that a suitable moral lies there. rubbed his eyes and scratched his head and laughed because he wasn't dead. His mother cried and held him tight. His father asked, "Are you all right?" Pierre said, "I am feeling fine. Please take me home, it's 9:30. The lion said, "If you would care to climb on me, I'll take you there." Then everyone looked at Pierre, who shouted, "Yes, indeed I care." The lion took them home to rest and stayed on as a weekend guest. The moral of Pierre is care.
Hey, Rosie, I think I'm going to like being a star.
Don't let him, Rosie. He was the worst Pierre's father we ever had.
Johnny just hasn't got it.
Stunk.
Boy, look who's talking. That's not fair. That was the worst Pierre's mother anyone ever saw.
Stunk.
That's how much you know. Pierre's mother's supposed to be bad.
Stunk.
Oh, be quiet, crazy head.
Johnny, don't feel bad just because you haven't got it.
You want all those alligator teeth knocked out of your head.
Get lost, kid.
Knock it off. Knock it off. You're a pack of animals. We have a movie to get ready. And just look at you. Look at you. If there were time, I'd hire a whole new company. But I'm stuck with you maniacs. Hear me? Stuck. What would you do without me?
Listen, Rosie. What would you do without us?
Yeah. Who acts in all your dopey movies?
My mother says we shouldn't play with you because you overstimulate us.
Yeah, and that's very bad for our stomachs.
When everybody screams and yells, who calms them down? Who rings their bells? When everybody screams and yells, the enchanted one, that's me. When everybody screams and yells, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to see. Who dreams up a place they love? One, that's me. It takes personality, a lot of personality, to make them see it my way. It takes personality, more personality, to turn 12 boring hours into a fascinating day. I can do it, that's a fact. I can do it, don't you see? And I'll do it all for free. Do you know? Can you guess? I simply have to be. Stop screaming and yelling, and I'll tell you already. Stop screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling. The enchanted one, that's me.
Okay, okay. Everybody, it's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to tell you about the best movie ever. Did you hear what happened to Chicken Soup? I don't believe it.
I'm getting all wet!
Quick, everybody, follow me.
Where?
To the cellar.
I'm getting wet!
Big deal.
Oh, go soak your head.
Stop shoving!
I think I'm getting pneumonia.
Good.
I don't care.
Stop following me!
You rude alligator.
This is just like a horror book I read. This is spooky.
So are you.
Anybody here? Anybody dead here?
I hate it here. You get catch cold and drop dead here and no one would find you ever.
So, who cares?
Isn't it terrific down here? The light is perfect.
Where's Chicken Soup?
Poor kid, lost in all that rain.
Will he be okay? Won't somebody find him?
Yeah, kidnappers.
I saw this YouTube video how strangers offer you a bowl of chicken soup from a car. You should say no.
You shouldn't go with them.
I know.
I don't care.
I bet you he did.
What? What?
Chicken Soup went with them and got kidnapped.
He just couldn't turn it down.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure they got him and they're holding him for ransom. Oh my gosh, they'll hurt him.
I hope so.
Maybe something worse even happened. This is a true story. A kid I know got caught in a storm. and the rain was like a river, and it sucked him into the sewer, where the alligator from Florida ate him up, and his parents never even found a piece of hair. Where's Chicken Soup, and why doesn't he come down here?
Maybe he is here.
Nope.
You know everything, I suppose.
I was there. I reported it to the police.
What, Rose? What?
Okay, guys, roll them.
It was in the dawn, and the mist was hanging over the city. It was horrible. I tried everything, but it was too late. They wrapped him in a garbage bag and took him to the mayor's house and put him in a freezer.
I suppose they're going to make chicken soup out of him.
They hung a ticket on his toe, and it says, "What happened?"
Please, Ro, please tell us what the ticket says.
Okay, my pretties, you asked for it. Lights, camera, action.
Today, our dear friend Chicken Soup, this very ordinary day, boiled up a pot of chicken soup and swallowed it away. Out that pot in quicker than a winky. He gulped that soup, let out a hoop, and fell down croaking on the stoop, and he choked, and he sagged, and he smothered, and he gagged, and he let out a scream, and he let out a moan, and then he cried, 'cause he choking on a bone on such an ordinary day like today.
Did that really happen?
Boring.
Big deal.
I'm all wet. I have to go home.
Wait a minute. We haven't even shot coming attractions yet.
Who's she?
Who cares?
Who needs it?
Who needs it? Are you kidding? Everybody knows coming attractions is how stars are born.
Do alligators get born out of coming attractions?
Nobody gets born by becoming attractions.
Stars do. It's better than being in a real movie, even. Yes, coming attractions is a big advertisement just for yourself.
And you get richer and richer, and the bucks are bigger.
And everybody loves you to tiny little pieces.
And they don't let you alone till you're all kissed to death.
Becoming attractions?
Well,
I'm sick of secretary.
I don't know.
Look, Rosie, if you don't let me becoming attractions, I'll tell your mother you lost chicken soup and you'll get spanked. I will, Rosie. I swear, I really will.
You'd love that, wouldn't you, you rotten snitch?
She's a great klutz, too.
And a terrific biter. She bites till she gets blood. I know from experience.
A biter, a klutz, a vicious blood-sucking snitcher? We just might have something here.
Yeah, something disgusting.
Right, a vampire coming attraction.
Just like that TV movie where that gorgeous dame bites all the men in her life, and she gets blood all over herself. And she lives in a swell castle, rent-free, where she wears that dress that shows everything and is left with those candles burning around her with the wood in her chest screaming her head off.
I'm a swell biter, Rosie, and rotten through and through. I'm perfect for the job.
Okay, kids, let's give it a shot.
Mystery is simply this: in the worst way,
bite your throat. Signing off now, quote, unquote.
Rosie, I was pretty good, wasn't I? What do you think, Rosie?
It'll never work, kid.
Donnie, where are you?
Rosie, is your brother with you? Did you ever see anything like these kids? It's pouring, and they could catch pneumonia, but they don't come home.
Of course not. And Donnie has an appointment with his dentist at 2 o'clock, and I have to go through this baloney with him every time.
Kathy, where are you?
It's just no use.
I'll spank her.
If you find mine, spank them too.
With pleasure.
Donnie!
Gee, it stopped raining.
We gotta go now before my mom loses it. Sid, let's go. Bye, Rosie.
What are you telling me? We all gotta go. Don't I know we gotta go? But not just this second. Didn't I tell you the producer's coming? These big shots don't have time for a lot of chit-chat. They think fast, they move fast, they decide fast. And if you guys aren't here, that's it. You're out.
What do we have to do, Rosie? We're still here.
We have to put a fantastic finale number together for My Life movie. Something that will knock them dead.
You mean like?
Yep. A gigantic extravaganza. The big finish with a cast of 1,000. With diving and swimming and flying and eating. It's about everything. Just everything in the whole year. And everybody gets to be a month and probably even a month and a half.
Can I?
Yes, sweetheart. You're going to be March and part of July and November and all of September. September is a special treat just for you. Wait till you see.
Hooray for me!
And Kathy, you're going to love this. You're May and October. Don't you just love it?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I don't.
And you, honey, you're perfect for August and half of November. You have to be hot and cold, and that's the hardest part of all.
Well.
Great. And good old Johnny is all of April and a piece of July, and I'm just going to have to be all the rest.
How come you?
And the costumes. Wait until you see the costumes. This is a super spectacular. We can have anything. There will be rivers and storms, and we'll skate on a teacup and sing and...
Hey, look, the sun's out. Let's play something.
Hey, we haven't finished my movie. We haven't even started it. How can I make a big extravaganza? I can't stand it. The pain part is killing me. Oh, the suffering, the pain, the suffering, the pain.
Hey, Rosie's got a big pain.
Looks like the last stages of cuckooitis.
Oh, I got such a pain. I'm going insane.
Are you Rosie or something?
Yeah, I'm really Rosie, and I'm rotting away. Oh, such suffering. My days are full of suffering. Give me a buffer.
Oh, Mr. Producer, it's so good to see you. You really look terrific. Me? You're a doll. Thank you.
Who are you talking to, Rosie?
The producer.
Producer? What producer? There's no producer.
Quick, everybody sit down and shut your eyes.
Why?
Because he won't come otherwise.
I think I hear leaves moving.
I heard a gate shut.
I think I heard a helicopter land.
I think I'm hearing lots of crazies.
This is fun.
I know how busy you are. Really. Well, we're ready to fly to the coast whenever you want us. That soon? Well, I think we can do it. Will they let us? Just let them try and stop us. Do you want me to tell Kathy that? Oh my, so love that. Pierre and Johnny and Alligator too. You're a warm and wonderful human being. Do you really have to go? Well, have a safe trip. And please give all my love to your devastating wife. Wave goodbye, everybody. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Can we open our eyes now, Rosie?
Yes.
I didn't see him.
Your eyes were shut.
He sure was quiet.
I saw him a little bit. I couldn't help it. Oh, he was stunning in those white pants and everything. Wasn't he, Rosie?
Didn't you hear me, Tom? He looks terrific.
I wish I was like that.
Did you see those teeth? Wow, were they big and white. I bet you he bites when he doesn't like your work.
Yeah, but when he likes your work, he loves you a lot and makes you very, very rich.
I wonder how much he makes after taxes.
You can't imagine. Can you figure how much that leisure suit costs? A lot, and you better believe it.
I think I could love a man like that.
Who couldn't?
Okay, gang, he didn't leave us much time. Let's start rehearsing right now.
It's 5 o'clock. Gotta go.
Me too. So long, Ro.
Bye, Ro.
It's getting late, Ro. I have to go in. Are you mad at me, Rosie?
Didn't we have a swell time?
I liked waiting for the producer best.
Wasn't he beautiful?
Maybe he'll come again tomorrow.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Can I come wait with you again tomorrow?
Sure.
I'll come early so I can wait longer. So long, Rosie.
So long, Miss Dracula. Ladies and gentlemen, Really Rosie will now sing her big number.
In dreams, it seems I always see Avenue P as it ought to be in a 4-star movie directed by me and starring, of course, yours truly.
No, not now. Where have you been? The producer's been waiting and waiting. He even skipped cocktails with his mother uptown just to wait.
Why, Rosie?
Because of you, silly. He wanted you to try out for the big chicken soup final number in my movie. But he's so mad from waiting, I don't think he cares anymore.
Chicken soup is me, Rosie, so I gotta be in the finale. Please, beg him, Rosie. Please, Ro, let me be in your big finale number with all the costumes and the months and the teacups and everything.
Okay, I'll ask him. How about it, Mr. P? Give the kid a break. He says okay.
Thanks, Rosie.
Now you listen carefully. This is the chance of a lifetime. I'm sending you out a silly, boring kid, and I want you to come back a fantastic bit player star.
Yes, Rosie, I will.
Okay, you start out the whole year. Chicken soup is January.
Hooray for me!
In January, it's so nice while slipping on the sliding ice. Just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice. Sipping chicken soup with rice. In February, it will be my snowman's anniversary. anniversary, with cake for him and soup for me. Happy once, happy twice, happy chicken soup with rice. In March the wind blows down the door and spills my soup upon the floor. It laps it up and roars for more. Blowing once, blowing twice, a blowing chicken soup with rice. In April I will go away to far off Spain or old Bombay and dream about hot soup all day. Oh my once, oh my twice, oh my old chicken soup with rice. A robin lightly dressed, concocting soup inside my nest. Mix it once, mix it twice, mix that chicken soup with rice. In June I saw a charming group of roses all begin to droop. I pep them up with chicken soup. Sprinkle once, sprinkle twice, sprinkle chicken soup with. It will be so hot, I will become a cooking pot. Cooking soup, of course, why not? Cooking once, cooking twice, a cooking chicken soup with rice. In September, for a while, goblins and a ghost. I'll serve them chicken soup on toast. Whoopee once, whoopee twice, whoopee chicken soup with rice. In November's gusty gale, I will flop my flippy tail and spout hot soup. I'll be a whale! Chicken soup.